Warm 101.3. It is Wednesday, not just any Wednesday. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt from Restoration Wellness. And today we're talking antiviral foods. I never knew there was such a thing, doctor.
Oh, you know, see, it's like everything that we need is there in nature. You just have to find it.
My father always said that.
Yes.
All the answers are here. We just have to find them.
That's right. That's right. We've moved away from some of our foundations, so let's get back to them today. So, yeah, one of the first is maybe the most surprising because, you know, I personally in our office, we talk a lot about, you know, healthy fat. We're always talking about nutrition. Coconut oil is such a versatile food, has so many health benefits. And in this capacity, in terms of combating viruses of many type, not just one, there's actually some really, really neat natural properties to it. And I want to start here just because coconut oil is one of the easiest things to sub in. A lot of us need to have a cooking oil. Coconut oil has a little bit of a subtle kind of sweetness to it, but you can get a refined version that's almost tasteless. So it's a very easy swap. You can even use it as a personal care product on your skin, and wow, you'll be doing so much good just by using it.
Wow, coconut oil. Who knew? And see, and I'm not a big fan of coconut, so if I can get the tasteless version.
Right.
Exactly.
Same here.
I was going to say I'm with you both on that. It's not necessarily my favorite. It's kind of an acquired taste, but the refined version is easy, and you know, and here's the quick science bit. What's neat about it is coconut oil is highly concentrated with something called lauric acid. That's one of the fatty acids that it's most dense with. And when you eat it, your body converts that lauric acid into something called monolaurin. And monolaurin is a potent antiviral, really does some neat things in terms of either blocking certain viruses from even getting into the cell, and in other viral cases, stopping or slowing down the replication of the virus in the cell. So really neat stuff.
All righty. So we're talking antiviral foods with Dr. Matt here today on Warm 101.3.